Hesperus
or Hesse, whichever Hesse. You prefer. As I think that's the correct. It's Eva Hesse. It's named after Eva Hesse.
Oh right. Yeah. Not Herman Hesse.
No.
So I'm speaking to Claire Kelly, who's come all the way from Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's right. Just for this?
This and for some interviews at the RCA.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you are the co-publisher.
Yes.
Of Hesse Presser.
Yes.
Hesse Presser.
I like that too. Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. However you want to say it.
And can you say what sort of books you publish?
We do a monograph series of Los Angeles-based contemporary artists, all kind of the same template, same format, that come out twice a year in runs of two, so four books a year, and we've been doing it for about 2 years now.
How many do you print of each one?
500 of each, and then we actually give 100 copies to the artist also, so.
In lieu of a fee?
No, we also do a fee.
Wow, that's extraordinary.
Yeah. No, because it's trying to be like a supportive. Like, we got like a little bit of a. Like, I inherited some family money, so this is what I started it with. And so it's kind of just rolling over. Everything we make goes back into it to publish artists. So it's also kind of like a non institutional or a non commercial gallery. Like, trying to find alternative formats to support artists in Los Angeles that aren't just these big galleries coming in from New York or, you know, institutions in LA that honestly have ripped off a lot of artists. So trying to find something different than that. Yeah.
And do you know who buys the books?
You know, it's been all over the place. Like, some people just come up and like one or want to buy it for a friend, and then some people like care about the artist or a fan, and then some people are, you know, like, we had MoMA, the MoMA library bought all our books, and like, we've had, you know, galleries buy our books to sell and lots of different little bookstores. So it's really just like a hodgepodge, but people seem to like them and like the format. So, yeah.
And could you say what sort of artist you like? Is that something you could describe, or you...
I like people who like have been in the running a long time. I like kind of like people who have worked really hard and done a thing for many, many years and been super devoted to it, like GX or someone, and then like they don't maybe get any recognition outside of like their own community, but like they're still like really like in, like, it's like they're a lifer. Like, I really respect that. So I like that. I like to publish people like that.
So it's even the way you talk about paying the artist, it's about keeping it within people that aren't supported by institutions. Is that...
It was just about making jobs, because at least in the U.S. we don't have, like, Europe's so different. Like, you get funding for things, and you get, you know what I mean? Like, in the U.S., that doesn't exist. I mean, the NEA, like, got wiped out in the 90s, I think. So, like, now there's, like, you know, it's all private funding. And then, of course, private funding, there's, like, commercial, you know, element to it. So it's, like, who can we kind of blow up to be the next hot thing and market them? And it becomes this very, like... kind of weird meat market feeling about artists. So we were trying to do something where it's a little more like level-headed, and maybe you're not getting a huge fee and a huge show, but you're getting a well-designed book made by artists, by other artists who, like, you know, care about it looking good and are going to travel around the world with it and try to support you. So it's that kind of thing of like giving back to a community. And when we first started it too, the first like at least 4 to 6 books we did were with people in our immediate community in Los Angeles, like who I've known for a long time and have been involved in a lot of like DIY spaces and stuff, who like work really hard and like harder than they make it look. Do you know what I mean? So that was kind of part of it too.
Yeah. So actually, this place is probably, the people here who are at Offprint are probably a mixture of people who are doing it, you know, for love. Some do have public funding.
Yeah, sure.
Some are big publishers.
Yeah, it's kind of funny compared to the U.S. because the U.S. there's this such, there's a zine vibe at the Printed Matter ones. Because Printed Matter was also started by artists, you know, to do artist books. So it's a little different when it's here, when it doesn't quite have that background, because it does feel a bit more like there's, you know, all these extremely well-printed, very expensive. I know how expensive it is to print, you know, these kinds of books. You know, they must have had some kind of funding or something, and it's a bit more like posh. I mean, because that exists at Printed Matter too, at their book fairs, but then it's offset by like the crazy zine area that's just like punk kids like just selling, you know, whatever. And that's actually, I love that part of it. Even though I'm not in the zine, I'm always like in the, because we're trying to like have a platform, you know, that looks a little more posh, but then we still don't do hardcover. We try to like fudge it.
Yeah,
like
semi-posh.
Yeah, semi-posh, like fake posh, like passing. Yeah. Because it's actually, it's funny because my family, my dad, he comes from a family that is like very like was wealthy, and this is why I had a relative die and leave me money. But he kind of he's a hippie and kind of like, you know, eschewed all that. So then I grew up with these kind of very like progressive. I grew up in Berkeley, California, so these kinds of values. And then, but then I did get this money, and so I'm trying to like find the kind of the level playing field between it, where it's not just, oh, I have to do a hardcover book because that's what you do. You know, you think, oh no, we should give more money to the artists and spend less actually on the book. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
So what do you think of the UK scene?
It's fun. It's interesting because it's like, it's interesting to see certain people look at certain books here at this affair more often than in the US, say. So it's like, it's funny what attracts people. Like, I've really noticed that. But it is very, like, there's, like, just such a class awareness. Like, I've heard so many people, not posh people, but, like, people talk about class issues and just, like, London becoming too expensive, which is kind of echoed by, like, everything in L.A. and New York and in San Francisco, which is where I'm from, you know. So it's kind of strange. That's, like, a global phenomena of people getting pushed out of the city center, you know. So that's a bummer. Yeah.
So what do you hope for the rest of the event?
I don't know, sell some more. It's been okay. We've sold okay. Yesterday did pretty well, but today I haven't really sold very much, which is sometimes what happens on Sundays. Sundays, like, on the fair, kind of, like, just a lot of people looking and not really, like, shopping. But also, like, I do wonder if, like, in the U.S., if there's more, like, respect, because, like, when you're a U.S. publisher and, like, you are an artist publishing stuff, people know that you're doing it with your own money and your own time and your own, like, you know, and so people, like, respect that, whereas here it's like I see other people and they have, like, these really amazing, like, whole thing, and I'm like, how do you get the money for this? Like, I don't know. I just don't know. And also, it's, like, really not okay to talk about, you know? Like, I feel like in the U.S. you can be a little more, like, where'd you get this money from? You know what I mean? Like, it's a little different. It's a little different. But
so there's a bit of a taboo about talking about money.
Yeah. That's kind of it. Like, across. I mean, it's probably made taboo for a reason. And then, yeah, it's definitely there. And I don't like that. I think people should talk more about where they get money from and why they're doing what they're doing with their money and just be a little more accountable.